Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Wednesday morning, but not really. That this week is not a normal week. Forget Wednesday morning. This is the eve of the next Eagles football game. And we will be talking a little later out of the show about Thursday night football. Eagles are very good at it.
They are?
I still hate it.
Eagles are very good at it. This year's a little different. I can take it a little more this
year. It messes up my body rhythm.
Yeah, but it's only Thursday. It's better than a Monday night game because you're chasing
Monday's
that.
Monday's the worst.
You're chasing that sleep all week.
I'm only chasing the sleep the one day.
Exactly.
But I'm chasing it. And it won't be a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
But you know what? It'll be a nicer sleep with a victory.
Yeah.
And we have a phenomenal radio. Let me just go over the guest list today because if you're planning your day, you might want to be around for this stuff. Brandon Graham's going to be out at 6:40 today.
Cool.
Calais Campbell had his way with our Eagles offensive line, did he not?
Yeah.
He went, ran amok. During practice leading up to the week, did Brandon find similar success? He's playing against those guys, right? Did he have an ominous feeling that those guys might struggle because they're inexperienced facing a very experienced and quality rusher?
Pretty sure he won't tell you.
Yeah. I think he's
I'm concerned about even against the Giants, Al, who's blocking here? I don't even know the names of some of these people, and they're there. They got Jason Kelce and the Pips. But anyway, we'll talk to Brandon Graham about that. Then at 7:20, Ruben Frank is on. He is a statistical chronicler of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Al, basically, I would like to know if this is the lowest point in the history of the NFCs. Is this the word?
Ooh, might be.
If anybody has a stat on it, who would that person be?
Oh, I'll be Ruben.
Hello. Yeah, and he will be on at 7:20. 8 o'clock, we're going to the NFL Network. Mike Garofalo's on. You know why, Al?
John, he's up there.
Al, what's November 3rd?
November 3rd is Tuesday.
You are a moron.
Is it?
It's election day.
And the trade deadline.
And the trade deadline.
Oh.
Both are the same day.
So
Mike knows who's going and who's staying and how wild Howie might get.
Does he know who's winning the election?
Yeah.
You know, I'll ask him that too when he's on. I bet he'll know. Yeah. He knows the names that are floating out there, including maybe a couple we're floating. In fact, we're going to be dealing with a couple of those names that I would like to float in a minute. But first, then, Al, at 8:30, I have noted over the past, especially the past couple of weeks, during these losing weeks, a sense of depression in the city.
Yeah.
It's really hard when your sports teams are down during a pandemic.
Yeah.
It's like the sun doesn't come up.
No, it's
all. Dr. Joel Fish will explain, Al, how to handle a sports depression during a pandemic.
He'll get us out of the fog.
I wouldn't bet on it, but yeah, it is foggy today. I'll give you that. And at 9 o'clock, we're going to go up the pike to WFAN in New York. Our sister stations up there are one of the stars. This guy is young and he's good. John Jastrzemski will be on with us to talk about. Well, I'm not going to mention to him what our contest is today because I'm going to get a lot of negative pushback on it. But I have to do it, Al. You know why? Because this show is about one thing. Class.
Well, because you could tell.
And you know what? Once in a while, we have to reach out to our neighbors, especially when their team is worse than ours. So we're going to do that in a couple of minutes. That's our guest list, and we may be dealing with a fascinating situation tomorrow night. I'm saying may, but I'm thinking you will, all right? And that is the return of two highly overpriced, incredibly controversial wide receivers, DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey. And I would like to begin today's show by taking the temperature of Philadelphia on these two highly annoying presences. All right? Now, just so you understand, Al, these guys trying to predict even when they can recover from an injury has become a guessing game.
Yeah.
And if you don't believe me, Joe Wechter went back from the start of the season to now. And every week we got updates from Doug Peterson on when or if Alshon and DeSean were coming back. Listen to this.
Yeah, it was great to get Alshon on the practice field. You know, I'm optimistic. I don't want to push him. But at the same time, it was good to see him get some work in with Carson. This week, no. It's too soon this week because he hasn't taken the practice reps needed. Well, Alshon will get some work in, you know, a little bit this week again. We're trying to increase his workload. DeSean is a little more, he won't practice today, but he's more day-to-day. Yes, both guys are getting closer. In DeSean's case, you know, it's just a matter of just continuing to, you know, manage him. I never said I'd expect him to play. I expect him to practice. And okay. And we'll see where he and DeSean are later in the week, but both guys will practice this week. Update. So Alshon, you know, we were hoping that he would get some practice reps this week. But he has an illness. It's not related to COVID. It's just an illness. And DeSean, is another one that we're still trying to get through today to see where he's at. And try to see if he can make it to game time.
Here's the problem. Right? Alshon, who was supposed to be back before this, they actually did not put him on the PUP list. That's a 6-week list because they assumed he would be back before this. As a result of that, they had to cut somebody. They cut their 7th-round pick, Casey Tuhill,
that they liked,
who actually
right?
is a talented guy, was immediately claimed by our friends down south. The Washington football team. So this guy, Jeffrey, remains, in my estimation, a constant pain in our sides, as does DeSean. All right. Now, yesterday, by the way, you could track how the technology has improved during the pandemic by when the hum stopped on the Zoom conference.
Yeah, we got used to
you
it.
You could actually tell that. All right. This is yesterday with an update on DeSean and Alshon.
Well, obviously, you know, Alshon and DeSean have been practicing with us and DeSean last week. And so, you know, obviously optimistic. Short week. You don't know how guys are going to respond, you know, physically. We'll see where they're at because we don't, you know, with short weeks, we don't get actual live reps in practice. So we keep everything more of the traditional walkthrough. And so that's kind of where we're at. Lane Johnson's in that same boat with those two guys.
All right. By the way. Lane coming back is 117 times more important.
Even on a limited
than
ankle,
these
he's
two, these yeah. two veteran stiffs.
Yep.
And let me make this clear. I do not say stiff lightly. These two guys, Al, have been stealing money in this town for at least 2 years. Alshon since the Super Bowl, right? DeSean the last 2 years since his amazing comeback. If you actually charted all the words he said, versus passes he caught, it would be like 1,000 to 1. All he's done is talk. He has never performed. Whenever he's gone on the field, Al, within a play or two, he went down. So if he's back on tomorrow night, do you think he's going to play the whole game?
First two series.
Here goes DeSean limping off the field again. But there's a lot more to this story than that. These two guys, Al, not only have been robbing us, but they have been doing it while creating controversy. They've done nothing on the field, but lots of bad stuff off the field. I'll start with DeSean. You know the post.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
going to repeat the post. They were anti-Semitic. They were horrific. They were right in the middle of the Black Lives Matter movements, the peak of it, this summer. And Jeff Lurie, Al, the owner of the Eagles, who never really gets involved in this stuff, he had to come out and make a statement about DeSean.
I thought the social media posts were disgusting and appalling. I don't think anybody can take it any other way.
All right. They were all that, all right? And then Al DeShawn gave the typical boilerplate heartfelt apology. Hear that?
I just want to, you know, first off, extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because, you know, I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, you know, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community.
Yeah, right. I don't know how you could calculate that based on the content and that message. Al, he is so done here. He is done here.
Yeah, but
I am in no way looking forward to his return.
But he still provides the home run.
Does he?
Yeah, even if it's for one game.
For one pass.
Wait, he's running deep down the field. How do I know his hamstring will hold up for the 40-yard run until he gets
going? You know his hands will.
You don't, but you know that you got a shot.
Anyway, let me get to the other pal, Alshon Jeffrey. Where do I start with him? Why don't I start with this? We win a Super Bowl. He's a factor in it. He's beloved in the town. 1 year later, we're in the playoffs now. Mm. We might win two in a row. All we got to do is get in the end zone very late in a game against a great opponent, the New Orleans Saints, until this.
Falls back, throws, intercepted, went right through Jeffrey's hands. It's Lattimore! Right through Alshon Jeffrey's hands, and Lattimore's second pick of the game, and the Saints looking to move on.
I have a great strength. My character has one great strength. I can hold grudges for decades.
It is impressive.
There has never been a moment since that play that I have liked Alshon Jeffrey. Not a moment. Mm-hmm. Even when he's made a first down, and there's only a handful of those since then. Even then, Al, I never forgave him for the drop. You know why? Because that's what he does. What he did on that play is what he does. Catch the ball in traffic at a key moment, get the first down. When you choke on that moment, you lose me, and I hope a lot of the fans forever. And it only got worse after that. It did lead to one of the greatest moments in the history of the show. The year after that, Al, he became a cancer in the locker room. And he began Josina Anderson of ESPN.
No longer with ESPN.
She was then, though.
Yeah.
And he got the air of her, and he started trashing Carson Wentz. Everyone had a sense that it might be him because he was always hanging around with Josina. And then Howard Eskin came on this show in a moment that will live in infamy. And I asked him who the source was of the negative remarks about Carson Wentz. It's a source. Wentz. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell us?
Yeah, why not? Alshon Jeffrey.
In the history of radio, that's
never
an
happened.
Epic moment.
That's waterboarding.
But as usual, Howard was right. Howard was right. It was him, Al. And it got so bad that by the time we got to this year, leading into the start of the season, Howie Roseman was talking, right, Al?
Yeah.
And Alshon went from a rat to an elephant. Listen.
Obviously, the elephant in the room is Alshon. Alshon's got to get healthy. That's the number one priority for us and for him. He understands. He knows what's being said about him. He understands that he's got a lot to prove, and he's anxious to do that. He's not living in a bubble. He understands that.
All right, great. Well, then it sure took him a hell of a long time to get back.
That's as remarkable as Eskin's statement to acknowledge that
he acknowledged the elephant.
How do you know there was going to be a bubble?
Yeah, I don't even think there were bubbles then. But anyway, Al, now what am I supposed to do as a fan? I get the Thursday night.
Yeah.
And these two guys are back on the field.
Yeah.
First of all, I have already dedicated my heart and my soul to a new wide receiver, the amazing Travis Fogle.
Yeah.
Do I even give a damn if they're back?
Yeah.
I do care.
It'll open more things up for him.
Am I rooting for them?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, because they're
Jewish,
on the team.
If I'm Jewish, I'm rooting for Deshaun.
Well, you can talk like that, too.
Right? if I am anti-snitch, right?
What?
If I'm in the mafia, would they kill you for snitching?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Am I going to be a big fan of Alshon Jeffrey?
Especially if you bet on him.
Well, you know what? I'm not betting on
You're
number
not?
One. No, I don't like these two guys.
4 points?
It's very hard for me when there's a player on my team I can't stand, let alone two, let alone guys who have just been. I mean, this is unbelievable. DeSean Jackson now has made $17.3 million since he returned.
Wow.
$17.3 million. Money for nothing. This year, Alshon Jeffrey's cap hit, $15.4 million. This year. You want to do the math? That's over $30 million for nothing. For nothing. Then you go, oh, my God, we're right up against the cap. That's why.
Yeah. Well,
I want to win in spite of them, not because of them.
But I mean,
I'm not rooting for either
I'm
one.
I'm willing to take either
you
one.
You are?
Yes.
All right, Rhea, clearly you do not have the same level of character I do. Al Morganti?
Oh, yeah, I want to win the game.
You want to win the game?
One long pass to DeSean, and it changes everything in coverages.
All right, but understand this. Maybe you're right.
Yeah.
If he breaks free.
Yeah.
And that ball's heading to him. Maybe in that moment, yes, I am hoping for it.
Yeah.
But when he drops it.
No, you know.
Or he pulls up lame.
Mm-hmm.
The anger is threefold.
Absolutely.
Fourfold.
Absolutely.
But that's when you get really steamed. Because it's a night game, no sleep.
I think the quarterback will love him back, right?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think the quarterback has dedicated his heart and soul to my man, Travis Fulgham.
Well, this will help him, too.
Yeah.
It'll help Travis?
Absolutely.
Let me make this clear, right? Travis doesn't need anybody's help.
Oh, God.
Travis is on a level unto his own.
Oh, no. Bingo.
Thank you. Let's open this up to the callers. I got the wheel today. All right, here comes trouble. Here's what I'm doing for the wheel today. I've done it the other way several times. I've never done it this way. And I do it this way because I do not see the Giants as a big threat.
Mm-hmm.
Al, when I first met my wife, she was 35 years old, and she lived in Mayfair, and she had gone to New York City one time.
Once, that's it?
Ava Gray was telling me, William Matz, you know, a man about town, highly knowledgeable of the areas of hockey and females. He has never gone to New York.
What?
Or gone maybe once. People don't go from here.
I love New York. I do. I love
Good.
To go there.
Because
well,
you're the ultimate judge
okay.
today. Ladies and gentlemen, to get on our prize wheel, cram with goodies today.
Yo.
Name me something that is better in New York than Philadelphia.
Well, that's not good.
Well, I'm
why
sorry.
Are you doing that?
I'm telling you why I'm doing it. I said it before. Because I'm classic.
Yeah.
You understand now? I'm willing to acknowledge the good in others.
New York is a fun place to go to.
Classy person willing to acknowledge when their team is worse than mine that they do have some things that are good in their city. Thank you.
You had to wait for a pandemic when the city's empty.
Yeah, really.
you want to know the real truth?
What the hell?
Today, for the first time in 8 months,
yeah.
I had an Essa bagel.
Essa.
New York. Essa. ESSA. Look it up.
Essa. That's a ticking in.
Wow. You want a hint? Their bagels are better than ours by a wide margin.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you. 215-592-9494. What a show! Stay tuned. WIP Sports Time 617.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.